This is the Generic Live Show with Dale Campbell.
Us here on a Thursday here on the Generic Live Show, whether you're listening to us live or on your hard drive, we do appreciate your listenership, however you do choose to consume the show. It is an honor to be serving you. Yes, if you've gone through a terrible breakup, we've all been there. We've all been there, we've all done that. It's just a fact of life. Or if you haven't, you will get there, and yeah, you'll know what we're talking about. But now, Facebook, if you haven't, Facebook is making it even easier for you. Facebook recently launched Take a Break. Now, you might think they're selling Kit Kats, but no, you'd be wrong. It's a feature that helps you deal by breaking up by limiting the amount of content shown to you and your ex. This is an essential tool, according to the Huffington Post, in the unending nightmare that getting over your old flame. Essentially, in theory, it's an out of sight, out of mind tool, which, you know, the age-old 6-year-old in me says, if you sweep it under the rug, it's not there. Unfortunately, absence makes the heart grow fonder. Users have already started complaining about wiping a former lover from Facebook creates more questions. What are they doing? Who are they with? Are they having a great time with a boat full of models? Are they enjoying Tito's more than what they should, particularly the bottom half? All these are questions that are asked when you don't see or hear from your ex more. Well, ponder no more. Presenting Watch Them Burn, a new feature that shows your ex losing their job, dating people that are less attractive than you, and becoming desperate loser of the breakup. When you end a relationship, this screen will pop up, and it's a screen of it uses an example of Taylor. Other things you can do. You can see less from Taylor, limit what that he can see, and edit your photos, get started, blah, blah, blah. And it says, you're better off. Feel free to look at Taylor's posts. We think you'll like what you see. Or you can select Watch Taylor Burn. You will get the best thing he ever had going. And now things are about to get horrible real quick. Strange. From that moment on, Facebook will block their posts and instead showing you the horrible things that happened to this person who shattered your heart. Soon you'll be seeing feeds like this. Okay, my boss just fired me in front of the whole office, and the reason you're not committed enough. Oh. So are these real posts, or these? And this. A sponsored link, tough break, tough break, unemployed surfer beat up by children, and this. People need to stop calling me that. Okay, let's not look at that. Meanwhile, Facebook will pepper in awesome things happening to you. Luckiest girl on the planet. Okay. Facebook will show you your ex getting zero likes from here on out. Oh, that's pretty cool. This should put the KO in your feelings, the old what's his name again, and boom, you're cured. Thanks to Facebook. And you're fully ready to start dating again. This is terrible. This is awful. Like, this is the epitome of awful. Who would want a service like this? I mean, seriously, this is terrible. Why? Okay, why? Okay. Full disclaimer here. I have had a terrible breakup in the past. I'm not going to go into too much details because we don't have the time to. But all I wanted was to see less of this person. I didn't want anything terrible to go to this person, only because we had to still work in close proximity to each other. So I didn't want anything terrible to happen to this person. I just wanted to see less of them. I didn't. Why do people want to watch the world burn? It's so bad. I don't understand. And I just spat all over my keyboard, but it's so bad. This doesn't help with your emotions. It just creates a fake, fictitious world, and you're gonna start just spreading rumors about false rumors about everyone. It's just why? Why do people want to watch the world burn? I don't understand. I don't understand why this is a thing. Ugh, frustrates me that Facebook is just helping with mental issues. Oh, it's strange. As we continue here on GLS, on that distressing note, Australia is about to get a health service overhaul. Is it good for this country, or is it bad for this country? We have the answers as we continue. It's 1 o'clock.